degree in Habib Dagh. I'm a professor at the University of Maine. I've been a professor for 25 years. I have four children. They range from the age of 11 to 17. They all live here in Maine. And the project I'm working on is trying to figure out if we can float wind turbines and get them 20 to 50 miles off the coast of Maine and do it cost-effectively and bring the energy back to Maine. The idea is to place these floating wind turbines 20 to 50 miles off the coast of Maine, so they're beyond the horizon, so you can't see them from shore. And they're beyond the ability to hear them as well. But of course, you got to put them in places also that we don't interfere with our other activities. So we have won a research contract from the Department of Energy a year and a half ago. The Department of Energy had a national competition to provide for universities and industries to come together and provide ideas for renewable energy, particularly related to wind. There were 40 proposals that came across the DOE a year and a half ago from consortia from all across the United States. And we all competed for three slots, who was going to have the best ideas. And we were lucky in Maine to be selected after a technical review of our proposals by a Blue Ribbon panel to lead the country in the direction of deep water offshore wind technology. So do we have all the answers? No, that's why we're doing the research. And what we're trying to figure out is how to do this cost-effectively, how to do this and minimize the impact on the environment. As you know, no matter what we do as human beings on Earth, we're going to have an impact on the environment. So at the end of the day, how do we minimize that impact is a trick. And how to minimize also the impact on multiple users of the sea is also the trick that we're trying to solve by all working together. So what is the next biggest milestone for us? A few years ago, we told people 2 years ago we're going to build floating wind turbines. People looked at us as, you must be crazy, Professor Dagger, and many others. And nobody's going to actually give you any money to do anything like this. Well, I'd like to let you know that we have the funding to build the first floating wind turbine off the U.S. coast. It'll be off the coast of Maine. And if all works well, it'll be put out in July of next year off Monhegan Island. It's a pilot program. It's not the full-size turbine. It's about one-third size of a full-size turbine. How big will these things be? The full-size turbines will be about 300 feet to the hub. They're very big units, okay, from water level to the hub. The blades will be about 180 feet long for a 5-megawatt turbine. Our unit will be about 100 feet to the hub, so it's a baby unit compared to the bigger units. So about a third the height. And it'll be floated. It's going to be manufactured all in Maine. We're going to be making the components of the unit starting this coming fall at Chimbro in Brewer. It's going to be made in sections. I don't know how many of you have heard of the Chimbro facility that's making these components up in Brewer and taking them all the way to Texas to build the refineries and so forth. We'll be using that facility to make components of this turbine here. We're going to take those to Bath Ironworks. And Bath Ironworks can assemble the turbine on their dock just like they assemble ships. Mm-hmm. It's going to all be assembled vertically up, including the turbine and the blades. And then they're going to use one of their large cranes, the same cranes they use to lift ships, lift the whole turbine pre-assembled, place it in the Kennebec River, and then we're going to tow the whole thing out with a small tugboat up to Monhegan Island, and that turbine is going to be sunk down. It floats, so it's going to be sinking down, sunk down a bit, attached to pre-attached anchors. These are big synthetic ropes, about 4-inch diameter ropes, be three of them, about 100 feet apart. And these ropes will have buoys on top so we can find the ropes. They'll be pre-installed there, of course. And when the turbine arrives, we're going to sink it down. And with an ROV, remote operated vehicle, we're going to actually attach the ropes. And we're going to deballast the unit. It's going to go back up. And the three ropes are going to pull down. And the buoyancy will pull up. And that's how the turbine will float. So that'll be the experiment. And it's an engineering experiment, as you might imagine. We're going to have all kinds of sensors on it to see how it works. It's only going to be there for 3 months. And we're going to pull it back out. And then we have a major environmental program that's ongoing to understand how the turbine affects the environment. We don't know all the answers. We don't have all of them. But we have very smart scientists, including Bob and many of his colleagues, who are trying to help us figure out the impact on the environment. So we're not going to go out there and build a lot of these before we understand how they really impact the environment. We're concerned about a bunch of things. What's the effect of the vibrations of these turbines on undersea life? So what Bob and his team have done over the last year and a half is actually catalog the neighborhood. We try to figure out who lives under the water, who lives above the water. So Bob and his team figured out who does that. And then as that turbine arrives from Bath to Monhegan, we're going to find out if all these wonderful creatures are going to go away and never come back. Or these creatures going to come back and really get more curious and grow more of them out there. They're trying to figure these things out. And then using some of the best minds we have in the state and beyond, and then inform any future developments beyond that. So I'd be happy to answer questions on that. Thank you.